This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, I want to play the rest of the sound investigation video, part two, into Gavin Oblinas. And we will just conclude that video and then get into some other news. So we also have another one from James O'Keefe talking about how the Fed was trying to sabotage Donald Trump. Oh, what do you know? Are there going to be subpoenas? Should be. All right, so here's the rest of that sound investigations part two.
H.R. 7109, the...
Are we having a problem? What?
What are we doing?
Whatever we need to.
All right, I think we're having some tech problems with the video.
Has the seal on it. See, I will tell her with my own eyes that I saw it. And hiring official Scott Hobson.
I like the Bureau, too. The Bureau was a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of cool stuff with the Bureau. I was the guy in the back of the truck in the van.
Doubtful.
Speaking to a Sound Investigations undercover reporter, Oblinas seems to have confirmed an anonymously sourced New York Times article about the CIA's involvement in the Ukraine conflict.
Are agents everywhere in the world, every embassy?
Yeah.
Even Ukraine?
Yep.
But that's not... I didn't know that.
Why wouldn't we be?
Oh, right. What are we doing?
Whatever we need to.
Right.
We're under State Department cover.
Good.
So if I go overseas, my name will change. I'll have a full background. And I'll go by that name while I'm overseas.
Wow. So Ukraine doesn't even know that CIA is there?
Oh, they know.
Oh, do they?
I mean, it's a well-known secret, right?
Right.
Because we're the Central Intelligence Agency. We're not allowed to operate inside the U.S. So what do we do?
Go outside the U.S. So you guys must know a whole lot more about the Ukraine conflict than the news is actually saying.
I mean, that's just what we do. I'm exactly good at it.
Right.
I don't, but... You know, I just transfer the money and spend the money for them.
When it comes to Ukraine, the agency can really get involved in the military, right?
We give them intelligence and advice all the time.
What about combat?
We don't really do that. We're not allowed.
I mean,
send advisors.
Advisors? Oh, so kind of like in the form of a general?
Mm-hmm. Right. This is what the U.S. would do. Okay. We did seize the billionaire's yacht from Russia.
That must have been cool.
It was. I've never seen a solid gold toilet, so I sat on it.
You went in?
Yeah. I'm taking pictures.
Amazing.
It was worth $970 million.
And who is this?
One of Putin's oligarchs. We seized his boat.
Oh my. Why?
Because we could.
There was no need?
No need for it. We just did it.
Just because?
He was there.
How many times does the Bureau do that?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. We seize all kinds of people, other countries, people we don't like. We seize all kinds of shit. Because all their money comes through here, right? Because everything's based on the U.S. dollar. So at some point, it's going to touch American bank accounts, and we just kind of go...
So you can...
We freeze them.
That's good.
I bet that $35 billion of Putin's money frozen in New York.
That's amazing. Good.
He's like, that's not yours. Yeah, it is. It's in our accounts. It's on our shores. Why don't we use that to give to Ukraine? I don't know. I'm sure there's some legal reason we can't do it.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, then international money laws come into play. And it gets a little murky.
Oblinas also spoke about his experience working for Homeland Security at the southern border.
Just to prove you, I did work for Homeland Security.
Oblinas, United States government. Oh, that's cool.
So you know, I did what they call the credible fear interviews for like people who seek asylum.
Okay.
So basically, you're coming in saying I need asylum.
So this guy's saying quite a lot. How much of it is real? How much of it is fake? How much of it is braggadocious? How much of it is just hearsay? How much of it is real? I think we deserve to know. I think congressional subpoenas need to fly. I think Gavin needs to be testifying under oath. Troy Nehls, Congressman Troy Nehls, agrees. Will other Republicans in the House say similar things as Troy?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Economy is going to be a problem at the polls. This is why Democrats are trying to focus so hard on the abortion issue. And there's a big debate now, even amongst the right wing. Do you lean in on the pro-life issue ahead of the election? Do you take a step back and say this could cost us politically? I see the arguments on both sides, but we'll get into that. The economy, however, Joe Biden is losing on badly. Badly. And no matter where you look, it's not good. And there's no amount of lying that the Democrats and the media can engage in to try to cover this up. It's all over. Biden pays the price for causing runaway inflation as Americans are buried in bills. And you have car repos and credit card debt at record highs. How inflation is hurting Biden's progress on the economy. The typical American household would need to spend $445 more a month to purchase the same goods and services than a year ago. And so this is stuff they can come out and say, oh, economy great. Best economy ever, Jack. But the average American sees their grocery bill. It's kind of like the other day when Janet Powell, during an interview, says, we think we're really strong economically and financially. The American people are doing really well. That this rat woman who puts a bowl on her head and cuts around it says, oh, and I guess people say, oh, she's right. Oh, the credit card debt. That's, oh, Janet, she's right. Janet Yellen is right. I am doing great. Sure, I live paycheck to paycheck and have more debt than I've ever had. So here's a CBS Money Watch report. CBS Mainstream News, Nora O'Donnell. Here's them breaking down some of the numbers.
For the third straight month, prices have gone up more than expected from the rising cost of car insurance and repairs. So how much you're paying at the grocery store every week?
Do you know how much one of these costs? Two freaking dollars.
This was $200.
We're supposed to skip the power bill this month so we can buy groceries or the mortgage.
Before the pandemic, all of these groceries, about 30 items, cost $100 on average. Now, 5 years later, according to Nielsen IQ, all this costs 33% more, meaning you'd have to skip about 10 items like chicken, bread, milk, and bananas to make your $100 budget.
Now, look, to blame this on COVID is obviously not accurate, disingenuous, dishonest. Now, if you're gonna try to tie it to COVID, then you tie it to the lockdowns. You tie it to the policy that caused this. But really, that's not even it. It's the Biden economy. It's the Biden policies. It's the energy prices going up. It's the taxes going up. That's the policy that caused this. And there might be some residuals from the lockdown policies, but that's not what's causing this. It's the energy policy. It's the tax policy. That's what's going on. But again, Janet Yellen or Joe Biden or Karine Jean-Pierre just say, the economy's great, greatest economy ever, Jack. And so the American people are just supposed to look at their grocery bill that's gone up and their energy bill that's gone up. And they're just supposed to say, oh, yeah, this isn't real. This doesn't exist. Joe Biden told me that my energy bill is cheaper, even though it's up. Janet Yellen told me my grocery bill is cheaper, even though it's up. Karine Jean-Pierre said, I'm doing better economically than I've ever done, even though I'm living paycheck to paycheck and not sure I'm going to pay my bills next month. They said I'm doing great, so I trust them. Do people really live in that world? No, I don't think so. And here's proof. On MSNBC, undecided voters, here's what they had to say about Joe Biden.
I want to show two more. The undecided voters were also asked how they think President Biden is doing on the economy. Take a listen.
I think he's been absolutely disastrous for the economy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Six, raise your hand if you think President Trump's policies on the economy would be better for your family personally. Raise your hand. All right, so that is everybody. President Biden argues that his economic record has been very good. He said President Trump's was not as good. What are you keying off of? Sean, since you had the best smile in Virginia, the second best smile, what are you keying off of to say President Trump's economic policies would be better for you?
I mean, my past performance of my 401k. I know it was post-2020 and everything kind of flipped around, but You can't blame everything on 2020 for forever.
We have areas here in Pennsylvania where it's just at a standstill right now. Like, things are supposed to be being built and the interest rates are just way too high for people to you know, invest and start moving around.
And Virginia, just staying with you because Pennsylvania is near and dear to Joe Biden's heart. Are there Biden policies that you would blame for the problem? And if so, what are they?
The interest rate is so high right now, and I know they're trying to cut the inflation down, but like, if nobody is building, no businesses are really coming to Pennsylvania right now to keep us moving forward.
Even if you're trying to buy a house, because I'm trying to become a first-time home buyer, the prices are so high right now, it's just hard.
Is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or have you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability for what's at all with what's going on in the economy. Not even accountability. Like, he's in denial that it's happening.
The point is, Biden needs to hear the people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, at his point, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process.
And Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time, right?
Yeah.
Some really important and hard insights for the Biden campaign to hear there. And hearing all that, you might think things are pretty bad for President Biden. That was not good.
Yeah, no kidding, inflatable news host woman. So, again, no matter how many times Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Karine Jean-Pierre or Janet Yellen get in front of a camera and tell you the economy's great and tell you you're doing better than ever, it's not working. The average American can still look at their grocery bill, energy bill, price at the pump, whatever, and know that that's just an outrageous lie. And I think more so than just, you know, people are used to politicians lying. I think it's the, I mean, it's just so offensive. It's just an insult. Like, you don't even know what you're experiencing. You don't even know what you're going through. You're too stupid. Karine Jean-Pierre up there looking like a Cabbage Patch doll. She is the intellectual authority on your life. She knows better than you what you're going through. Joe Biden, who shuffles around like a generation run one robotics android. I mean, this guy's just an embarrassment. We got more from Biden today. Do you want to see him? Do you want to see stiff-armed Joe Biden shuffling around the White House and then getting to the podium and reading off a script? And this guy's so out of touch, he just says it now. He's like, oh, where's my script? He literally says, where's my script? As he shuffles around the White House lawn, and he has to have a Marine up there pointing which way to go because he doesn't even know where he is. He wakes up at 11 with CPAP marks on his face. Or maybe it's a ball gag. I don't know. But looking forward, look, the RNC with Laura Logan and Michael Whatley have already changed course to such a degree that I'm not trying to sell you false hope here, but let's just be honest about the situation. They're already getting record fundraising, and they're already getting bodies to polling locations, and they already know.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
They need to be testifying in front of Congress under oath. We need to know. We need to get down to the bottom of it. And that's what's so frustrating. That's what's so frustrating. And I believe there's a chance, there's a window of opportunity inside the Republican Party with the populist nationalist takeover of it politically, that maybe we can get some people in there that are serious, and maybe we can get kind of a beachhead in there that is serious, so we don't just have the beachhead of Donald Trump in the White House, but also in Congress, because these people need to be testifying under oath. I mean, this is ridiculous. But, of course, you still have Mitch McConnell in there sabotaging it while he's still around. Oh, he's resigning. No, he's not. He's a liar. He didn't resign from anything. He's still in there sabotaging Republicans in Congress. Senate GOP leadership urges Johnson to stand up to chaos caucus. So that's the Marjorie Taylor Greens, that's the Matt Gaetz, that's the Freedom Caucus, who actually want to have results for the American people, who actually want to stop all the corruption and wasteful spending and everything else in D.C. And Mitch McConnell calls up Mike Johnson and says, you need to stop it. You need to let this gravy train continue. And that's probably why Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on TV and says, what dirt do they have on Mike Johnson? Is he being blackmailed? So it all starts to make more sense. Because I'd say, you know, Mike Johnson doesn't really seem like the type of guy that could be blackmailed. He doesn't seem like a controlled opposition. You know, otherwise he would have been the one that they were trying to force in immediately after the McCarthy ouster. But he just kind of ended up being forced into the position. But then Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on TV and says, I think he could be blackmailed. What do they have on him? And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe this is just political strategy to apply some pressure to get him to do the right thing. But then you read this, and so what's probably going on is Johnson is calling up these members or having talks with these members saying outrageous stuff, and they need to pass this bill and that spending bill and support this cause. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene's like, what the hell is going on? Are you blackmailed, dude? What do you mean you're coming to me saying we need to support Ukraine? What do you mean you're coming to me saying we need to give unlimited money to Israel? What do you mean you're coming to me and saying we need to sign this bill to open the border up? What the hell is going on here? And so it's Mitch McConnell calling Johnson and running the show. Is it blackmail? Is it just political influence? I don't think Mike Johnson is going to get another shot to be the speaker, though. I'll tell you that. So he can run his course the rest of the way here. But that's probably it. Why isn't Mike Johnson getting on the phone to members of Congress to get subpoenas into any of these individuals James O'Keefe has captured on camera talking about corruption in D.C.? Troy Nels agrees. Gavin Oblinus needs to be subpoenaed and testify under oath in front of Congress. Where's Mike Johnson? Where's Mike Johnson? All right, here's Joe Biden. We showed the video yesterday of him shuffling around. He has to have a Marine literally point him where to go and show him where he is and tell him who he is and, you know, let him know that he had his butt wiped. It's totally embarrassing. And so here's one clip. Here's Joe Biden admitting that he has a script and a list of who he's supposed to call on in clip six.
For the next question, who do I call on next? Hang on a second. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize. Aurelia of AFP.
And there's another video, too. I don't know what's going on. There's a bunch of videos that didn't make the list today. But there's another video, too. It's a zoomed-in shot, and he's stumbling. And you can see in it, because he's so cool. He wears the aviators. By the way, it's totally it's totally classless. It's totally unprofessional. But he's just cool Joe Biden, or he probably has something wrong with his eyes, and so he has to wear the aviators. But yeah, so you hear in the clip, he says, oh, I forgot what I'm doing, what I'm saying. Let me go to my script. And then and you can see it in his aviators. He's literally reading off a script, folks. This is not an organic press conference. This is a scripted, controlled media event. And it's not just a list. He has a pre-scripted who he's going to call on, what the question is going to be, and his answer. A fully scripted, it's a Hollywood movie at this point. It's not a press conference. It's a scripted TV show. But, you know, maybe Kamala Harris can save face here for the administration. She was visiting an elementary school and addressing the issue of trans kids. Trans kids, it's a big Democrat issue. They love mangling little boys and girls and genital mutilation and, you know, whatever else they're into. And so here she is addressing that. Maybe she can save some face here for the embarrassment that is Joe Biden in clip 12.
All right. Had it or hit it, book bans.
Oh, God. Had it. Had it, had it, had it. Again, the idea that you would restrict information and you know, the same people who are doing that are this, you know, some of the same people who are denying our history, I mean, are trying to kind of just whitewash it. And I think it's absolutely, you know, horrible.
So, by the way, whenever somebody is addressing you with inflection like that, that means they're lacking in confidence and they really have no idea what they're talking about, or they know they're just lying or wrong. So when she's speaking with that inflection, like Valley Girl thing, I mean, this is a girl introduced by Montel Williams as an arm piece. This is a woman who got down on her knees for Willie Brown to get involved in politics. And now here she is, the vice president, talking like this because she doesn't like the book bans. And it's the same people. Totally unserious. But see, this is the games that they play. These are the word games that they play. Book bans. Well, okay, wait a second. If I bring a Playboy magazine, if I bring a nudie magazine, and I start showing that to kindergartners, and the teacher says, hey, you take that book out of here. Get that book out of the classroom. Is that a book ban? Is that a book ban? Well, yeah, I guess by Kamala Harris's logic, that's a book ban. Hey, that guy's showing pornography to kindergarten boys. Oh, you're not going to ban these books, are you? But of course, that's what they're doing. They're introducing books that teach kids how to use sex toys and have anal sex and give blowjobs and masturbate. And then they're introducing it at a younger and younger age, and people just show up, just sensible-minded people, common-sense people, and they say, hey, no, we're not going to do that in the classroom. They, oh, my God, a book ban. I mean, okay, would you have the same logic to a rapist? A man raping a woman, and Kamala Harris, oh, you're going to, hey, so a man is raping a woman in the streets, and a good citizen comes up, or a cop comes up and stops that rape from happening. And here comes Kamala Harris. Hey, are you going to stop that man's sexual freedom? Are you going to stop that man's sexual expression? He is allowed to freely exercise his sexual freedom and sexual expression. Oh, ma'am, that's a rape. It's the same logic. No, rape is bad. No, showing kindergarten students porn is bad. Oh no, that's book banning. Oh no, that's sexual expression. This is what they're going with. Why do they love this trans issue so much? And they love this abortion issue. We're going to get to the abortion issue too. This is actually a big one.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there, try X3, get the missing link. that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I got a couple of guests coming up. We got Benny Johnson coming up and the Aussie Cossack coming up as well. And we're going to be talking about Julian Assange and some other issues. I almost want to open the phone lines to this abortion issue, and we knew that the Democrats are going to make this their big issue. They can't run on anything else, and abortion becomes a single issue, a single issue voter issue where people will only show up to vote for abortion. And that's a very real phenomenon, and it's obviously mostly women, and then some liberal men and some gay men that just think that it's an heroic act to go vote for abortion. And, of course, just like everything else, it's all propaganda. But they're really pushing this hard. Joe Biden making this post today. Because of Donald Trump, millions of women lost the fundamental freedom to control their own bodies. I will fight like hell to get your freedom back. I'm just so sick of this crap. No matter where you stand on the abortion issue, this is just an outright lie. The Supreme Court made that decision. And it was going to be made whether Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on the Supreme Court or not. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that the issue should go back to the states on abortion. It's funny how liberals forget that. But to say that the fundamental freedom to control your body, I mean, it's just an outright misrepresentation. It's just an outright lie. These are the people that push masks and vaccines and mandate them. Talking about freedom to control your body. The freedom to control your body starts with consent to sex. And if you don't consent, it's called rape. Ask Bill Clinton. So no, that's your freedom to decide. Rape is illegal. I mean, hell, the Democrats teach your children how to use dildos and put them in all their orifices by the time they're in first grade, so I'm pretty sure they know how to get pregnant. So no, this isn't the freedom to control your own body. You have the freedom to control your own body. I have the freedom, if I want, I can go stab myself in the leg with a knife right now. But gee, I know what's going to happen. I might have to get stitches. Yeah, you can choose to have sex or not. If you have sex, you might get pregnant. So no, the freedom to control your own body starts with consent. Rape is already a crime. So they just lie. It's just lie on propaganda. It's just a propaganda cake with the lies of icing on top. But this is a major political issue, and you know, I see both sides of this from a pure political, pragmatic standpoint. I would say it's probably good strategy to kind of back off of this ahead of the 2024 election if you're a Republican, or at least try to reshape the narrative. Because, I mean, the Democrats are telling you you're killing women, literally. So that's not really good. But obviously, the purists on the pro-life side are going to say, no, we're not going to give an inch on this issue. So I understand both sides. I understand both sides of this. And it's a fair debate to be had, but here's some of the response. So you have to wonder if it's all coincidental. But look, the results are already in. Politically speaking, on the ballot, when it went to the states, it's close, but you take a political hit really leaning on the pro-life issue for your 2024 election. Strategically, it's probably not going to render the best results. That's not to say we shouldn't be pro-life or protect the sanctity of life. Of course we should. I'm just saying if you're talking from a raw political pragmatic standpoint, the results are already in and the Democrats know it. And that's why they're leaning hard on this issue and they're hoping to get the response from the Republicans that will hurt them in the 2024 election. But so they leaked the Roe versus Wade decision ahead of 2022. That hurt Republicans. When the ballot issues arose on many of the states, the pro-life issues lost in many states. Some they won, some they lost. It wasn't a mop up. And now you have this decision in Arizona. It almost feels like it was done intentionally ahead of the 2024 election so that the Democrats can use this and lean on this. So they're just going ape at the Arizona Capitol, full-fledged meltdowns. So let's listen here. Listen to what they say here in clip three.
Do not offer Matt Gaetz is a liar.
He does not care about the women who will die because of this horrific ban.
I absolutely
So they're in there saying you're killing women, you're killing black women. And look, folks, Democrat voters believe it. Democrat voters believe it. They really hear that crap and they go home and thinking, oh my God, Republicans want to kill black women. I know it's not true. You know it's not true. But Democrats believe it and they go vote like it's true. So you have to address this issue. I don't care where you stand on this. You have to address this issue. You cannot let the Democrats win and have people believing that, that Republicans want to kill black women. By the way, the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb. So you see, you have to find ways to counter this narrative. You have to find ways of getting buzzwords and catchphrases and clips out to the public. That woman there screaming and shouting like a lunatic knows exactly what she's doing. She knows the cameras are rolling, and so she says, you're trying to kill black women, because she knows that's what's going to stick. Here's more of them going crazy at the Capitol in response to the new ruling of the abortion ban in Arizona in clip four. This goes on. This goes on all day. So let's try to square this real quick. Why? Because you should be sitting here logically saying, well, this should be your response to the illegal immigration. This should be your response to the criminals being let back on the streets. This should be your response to what's going on in the economy. Those are real issues that affect every single American. That's what you should be chanting shame about. So why do they do it with abortion? Because it's all politics, folks. It's all politics. They know that this issue tugs at the heartstrings, and they know that the average Democrat voter, specifically female, is dumb enough to believe their propaganda. And they will really think, I need to go vote or a Republican wants to kill me. When they sit there and they say Republicans want to kill black women, a low IQ Democrat voter, same difference, low IQ voter, Democrat voter, it's the same thing. They will go to the polls, they will wake up on election day, and they will think, I have to go vote because Republicans want to kill me. Because Republicans want me dead. They actually believe that. I know it makes no sense to you. I know it's total low IQ, brainwashed thinking. That's a real thing that we have to address and deal with. Very real. So how do the Republicans get this under control? You can't give on the issue of abortion, but there has to be some strategy to not let this turn out in a single issue voter phenomenon that could cost the Republicans, because the Democrats are doing this because they know it plays and they have nothing else to run on. So I don't know if you back off the issue. I don't know if you try to reshape the narrative. I don't know how you try to counter this, but you can tell, and it's been going on. The Democrats are leaning in on this. They're going heavy on this. This is their big issue. And just, you're going to see the propaganda all day long. Republicans want to kill you. Republicans want you dead. Republicans want to deny you health care. I know all of it's lies. I know all of it's bull crap, but that's what they're going to do. But I guess at some point you just kind of sit back and you say, well, these are the people that love chopping up little boys and girls when they're alive, or they love chopping them up when they're in the womb. So what can you do for them anyway? If they're that committed to evil, then I guess you just say it is what it is. And these are demonic people that love destroying children's lives. So there you go.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm going to be here for the first half of the fourth hour, and then Alex is going to be here for the second half with Steve Bannon and Crowder. But maybe we'll do something on that issue to see where you stand, because I see it from both sides. I see it from both sides. And I'm unequivocally pro-life, but I also practice what I preach. You have to separate sometimes politics and culture, and you have to understand that political purism is a cancer to any political movement. So would you rather have the Democrats running the country and destroying it, or would you rather give an inch or two on the abortion issue, if not just momentarily, to get back into office? I guess that's the question. Let's hit some other odds and ends here before we're joined by Benny Johnson coming up here. Viva Free breaks it down. This is incredible. It's amazing to appreciate who the players in the Trump persecutions. One, Stormy Daniels, a adult actress. Two, convicted perjurer Michael Cohen. Three, convicted extortionist Michael Avenatti. Four, adulterer and perjurer Fannie Willis. Five, adulterer and divorce fraudster Nathan Wade. Six, corrupt pervert judge, nipple judge Arthur Engeron. He likes to take pictures of himself
naked at the gym. Looks pretty good for an old man, but that's what he's into. Corrupt judge with family ties to prosecution, Juan Merchan. Yeah, family gets paid millions of dollars by the Democrats. 8, crazy old pervert who fantasizes about raped and named her cat Vagina Fireball, E. Jean Carroll. 9, prosecutor who has been credibly accused of international extortion schemes, Jack Smith. 10, corrupt Soros-funded prosecutor Alvin Bragg. And 11, corrupt prosecutor who campaigned off targeting Trump, Letitia James and Fannie Willis. If you don't understand that the criminals are in charge, you are a moron and a Democrat. But those two words are now synonyms. And I keep seeing this Stormy Daniels thing gets brought up. But see, this is what I talk about. Until you've been in that courtroom or you've faced Democrats that have the power, you realize, folks, real quick, in a real harsh way, that truth doesn't matter, evidence doesn't matter, and justice never entered the equation with these people. So just remember, when you hear all this crap about Stormy Daniels and the hush money, Stormy Daniels signed a document in 2018 stating, official statement of Stormy Daniels, to whom it may concern, over the past few weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as it has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. And then plugs her Instagram account. Signed, Stormy Daniels. Now, does that matter? No! Does E. Jean Carroll fantasizing about rape on air and then bragging about how she's going to spend the Trump money, does that matter? No! Does Letitia James running for office saying, elect me and I'll go get Donald Trump, does that matter? No! Does the fact that known liars and criminals are the ones going after Donald Trump matter? No! Does the fact that a judge in one of the Trump cases, his family is getting paid millions of dollars by the Democrats matter? No! Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, these people do not care. They are committed to evil. They have made the decision to be the bad guy. They have embraced their role. They hate you. Truth, evidence, justice. It doesn't just not stand in their way. It doesn't even exist in their equation. And you know, some liberals and Democrats are starting to get this, and they don't want to be a part of it. They don't want to be the bad guy. They don't want to be the reason why the country collapses. They're not evil people, like Tulsi Gabbard, who writes a book saying, to save the country, leave the Democrat Party. Tulsi Gabbard gets it. Only two things exist, or only one of these two things exists by the year 2030. Only one of these two things exists by the year 2030. Either the United States of America or the Democrat Party. Which one, American citizen? Which one? By the year 2030, only one of them will exist. The Democrat Party or the United States of America. These two things cannot coexist. Here's a former NPR guy. Worked there for decades. I've been at NPR for 25 years. Here's how we lost America's trust. Yuri Berliner, a veteran at the public radio institution, should be shut down, says the network lost its way when it started telling listeners how to think. Well, yeah, it's all liberals. It's all liberals. You cannot get a job at NPR unless you're a liberal. It's all anti-Trump. It's all leftist bent. And they have this phony like, oh, we're just reporting the news. We're just neutral. We just read the news and the facts. No, you don't. You're totally Democrat run. You're totally leftist liberal mindset. You're totally brainwashing propaganda now. Exactly. You're not getting information if you listen to NPR. You're getting misinformation and disinformation. But, you know, it's almost like we have to give up and abandon those terms. Because the left, the Democrats love using misinformation, disinformation. Well, to a Democrat, to a liberal, what is misinformation? What does disinformation really mean? Truth that they don't like. Facts that they don't want you to see. So it's like, do we try to push back and really address what misinformation and disinformation is? Or do we explain that, okay, when you see them using the terms misinformation and disinformation, you need to understand that's just facts, evidence that the Democrats don't like and don't want you to see. These are the decisions you got to make here. So much more is going on. This Biden administration is such a disaster. So you have Russia basically blaming America for what's going down in Ukraine and in Moscow. You have the Arab world basically blaming America for what's going down with Israel and the Gaza Strip. And it's just not good, folks. Iran has told the White House that if the U.S. defends Israel against its forthcoming retaliation for the Damascus strike, it will consider the U.S. a viable target as well. Well, we have a wide-open southern border, so you might think that's a problem. And then what is Newsmax doing here, going pro-Ukraine? 10 reasons why Ukraine aid is good for America. Did somebody pay for that? Was it the same people that wrote this defense.gov story? Supporting Ukraine also serves U.S. interests. Oh, yeah, the interest of Washington, D.C., certainly. The interests of the military-industrial complex and all its shareholders in D.C., like Dan Crenshaw, I'm sure. I'm sure it does just fine there. No. Dan Crenshaw, he made a bunch of money with his $174,000 a year salary. He made his millions legitimately. He beat Wall Street legitimately. So don't worry about that. And he really means it. I mean, at least Crenshaw has been in the military. So, I mean, maybe he will go fight in Ukraine, or maybe he will go fight for Israel. So I guess he's got that instead of like this Pinko Lindsey Graham. All right, we're about to be joined by Benny Johnson here coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com so we can continue to have these live transmissions every day, bring on the great guests every day, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Biden might just collapse the economy. He might just collapse everything, the power grid, who knows. So you might want to have some storable food. Seriously, it's insurance you can eat. And obviously, you'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. But Biden collapsing things is a very real threat. So have insurance you can eat. We have the highest quality storable foods ready to store, ready to ship at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is Turbo Force. 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're finding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.